Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's your favorite platform at Tigal FM. We are continuing where others left. As it has always been the case, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss business matters. It's a platform where we discuss economic development, domestic and internationally. I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and also Hermut with their home run program. And the mic is now in my hand, David Shombe. And I'm going to be with you until the hour of 1900 hours. And as we are always doing, as we are always, updating you, giving you information and also opening up conversation, today is a day like many other days. So, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, at Business and Economic Segment, we examine more comprehensive issues on regional and global concern. And we don't only talk about economic issues in terms of statistics, but we look at how we can improve things at home. We look at social aspects and everything which contribute to the national developmental agenda. And we always like to clarify when we are talking about development, what do we mean when we are talking about Namibia want to be developed? Do we mean Namibia has a lot of, tallest buildings or quality roads? Yes, it's part of it. But the main important aspect of development that we talk about is total development of individuals, where individuals are secured, safe, sound, and also very happy to live and proud to be in Namibia, so because their life is secured, the future of their kids are secured. That is now where we have to bring out all the sectors of development. We talk about economics in terms of numbers, in terms of GDP, talk about infrastructure, talk about infrastructure in terms of roads, we can talk about buildings, talk about services, we talk about technological infrastructure, and also connectivity. And most importantly, we talk about human development. Apart from you having those infrastructure, are you able to afford? Are you able to live in those infrastructure? Or just, houses or empty houses built, but individual cannot afford based on miscalculation of, finance of those who want to have houses. So, it's always very important to make sure that after every conversation that we bring about, you can air your opinion, you can air your view. And we are always encouraging constructive criticism because we are always saying we are not the expert. However, we also did not just come yesterday. We bring about a conversation so that we can open up, new ways of thinking, so that we can also encourage debating. We encourage, people with different ideas who can build institutions, because we have an understanding that for you to build an institution, for you to have a country that is well functioning or a regional institutions, you don't necessarily need people to just say yes to everything which is being said. You need people who say, no, David, here you are wrong, or David, you are right, but you need to do this one. So you need those recommendations. That's why we are always making sure that conversation, those are which are thought provoking, conversation which are very strong on development and also very strong on thinking, because things should not be business as usual. Things should not be as they have been, because if we allow them to be the way they are, we will not change, and we'll continue to suffer because statistics are not on our side. And today I'm not going to look at those, negative statistics and the rankings. Let us look at the better way of doing things, because at the end of the day, it's our country. At the end of the day, it's the Namibia that we need to advance. And that is where the conversation is going to be driven into. And before we go to the topic for today, it's always very important to make sure that you communicate with us, or you follow us, so that you'll be able to be updated. So one of the best ways is that you follow us on Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Instagram, and other social media platforms. Like our page, share our page, so that when we update, the public, or when we update those who follow us, you'll be one of the lucky ones. When we give those statistical information, when we give those business information, you will be the one to get it first. And also those who are following you, if you follow us, they'll be able to follow us so that they can also be able to make those to gain those important information so that you can be able to make those strong, important and well-calculated business and economic decision that will save you money, bring you investment. So the other thing apart from you following us, it's also very important to make sure that you download, subscribe, and like the Villager newspaper. That is part of us. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can come.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, as I was saying, apart from you following us at our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia, we have an e-paper that is the Villager newspaper. It's the economic paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's very important to make sure that you like or subscribe to our e-paper so that you'll be able to be updated when we update others, because there's always a lot of opportunities there. There's always a lot of economic news. There's always a lot of, updates about, can be farming, SME development, international relations, regional politics, and everything that to keep you updated and who contribute positively to your life. If you pay attention to data, if you pay attention to details, you will be a very good citizen who understands what's happening around you and also which information is needed at one point, at what point in time. So now, on top of that, we also have an app. We have a very beautiful app. We have a very beautiful app that is Eagle FM app. It's one of the few apps that you can find in Namibia. Eagle FM app, it's an app that you can download, because there are always those who are saying, no, Eagle FM, where are you? We are not able to get connected to you, and the frequency is not reaching us here. So the best thing that you can do, and this one is going to assist you not only when you are in Namibia, but even when you are outside. You can be in Tehran, you can be in Tel Aviv, you can be in London or Beijing, you can be in New York, Singapore, wherever you find yourself. But if you download the Eagle FM app, you can listen to that, because its operational mechanism is the same as you are, using WhatsApp. So when you go to your Play Store, then you download this app, then you put it in your phone. When you just open it like that, when you open it, automatically you are listening to the programs which are on air. The other thing is that when you look at, there are some situations where you find yourself in a situation where, you just miss the program, or you were busy, but you love that topic. So you can go to the podcast. When you go to the podcast, you will now be able to access those, previous, archived shows that you can be able to follow, listen, and, update yourself. And lastly, before we go to the conversation for today, we have, Imba App. Imba App is a simplification and a better way of using smart Ehangano book. That is your hymn book. If you find yourself in a situation where you do not have a hymn book, you lost it, it's old, or you just forgot it, but you are called to go to an event that requires you to sing from a hymn book. It can be a birthday party, it can be a graduation, it can be a wedding, it can be, life, unfortunate, but life events such as can be a memorial service, even a funeral. And you do not have a hymn book, you don't need to worry, because we got you. We got you. You just download the Imba app. When you download the Imba app, then you will be able to listen. I mean, you'll be able to follow through, sing along, The same way you have hard copies. That's why we are saying we are in the world of digitalization. The world is moving very fast. And if you are sleeping by the time you wake up, you know, you are, people are already 20 miles away from where you are. So do that. Interestingly, it's not only a Hangano book in Oshuambo, but it's in various local Namibian languages. Talk about Chierero, Maimborilo, Afrikaans, Song Ferrier, or whatever the right pronunciation they use. And also, Silozi and many other local Namibian languages. So you can be able to follow through. And, it's a beautiful and useful app that you can use. So let's go to a commercial break. Then after that, we can go right to the conversation of today. And it's always very important to stay tuned. And, we'll open the line also so that you can contribute where you can contribute. But we are always very happy that, you are listening. We are always very happy that you follow us. And, yeah, let's go to a short commercial break. Then from there, we go to look at what do we have on the table today? What can we discuss today? And, what value can we add to this discussion and the relevance of this discussion also to our national development agenda?
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipurane ngelo wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwepo tete okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doye inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashia kengeshe fa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendi kenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatimwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane egeleto the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear.
Yes, we are continuing with the business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are going to look at global affairs. We are going to look at international relations in the context of Namibia. We are going to look at international relations, and we are going to try to simplify it, because when people talk about international relations, when people talk about global affairs, and everybody think about diplomats, everybody think about being tatas with, you know, big suits and a lot of files, signing agreements and attending forums and conferences. But that is not necessarily what we mean. When you talk about that aspect, we are going to come and try to simplify what is international relations to you, and how can we use international relations platform to drive our national development agenda. And the question on the table that we are asking ourselves, how can we gain a competitive advantage, in the developing world? Because in the world of international relations, which is a friendship of countries, or it was initially defined as relations of states with other states to work together, either in terms of economic operations, political operations, security, and also cultural affairs. But when now in the current world, when we talk about international relations, things become so complex to that extent that the broader definition of international relation, even as a subject, is expanded, because there is a lot of actors who are involved in conducting diplomacy, because the country now is not only negotiating with other countries, the country can also get into agreements with strong multinational cooperation, bigger businesses, influencers, and non-governmental institutions to drive their own interest at international affairs. Now, the question that we are asking ourselves is that for the past 35 years, our policy on international relations did not really change. Although we end few advancement, we are still using what we call the white paper that was developed chiefly by a former Minister of International Relations, headed by, at that time was, I think, Hindipo Hamtenya, who played a crucial role in drafting that white paper. But the conversation of today, we are going to look at the complexity of international relations and how can Namibia position itself. Because there's just a lot of things going on. There is no clear evaluation on what you put when you send your people outside. There's no clear evaluation. What is the productivity of you being, in relationship with other countries? And is the input equal to the output? Because no matter the complexity of the issue, the aim is only one, is development. Whatever priority, development, people's happiness, and also people welfare being prioritized. Now the question that you're asking yourself, investment in conducting international relations, or investment in diplomacy, where you send people to mission, when you send institutions to missions, when you send your experts to go and gather information, attending those meetings, sign those agreements, for the past 35 years, is the input equal to the output? If not, is it really necessary to use traditional diplomacy? Can we try to be creative enough to find better ways on how we can advance our country? Because those are some of the questions that we need to put in the table. Those are some of the questions that we need to put in the table, because although the game of conducting international relations have changed, it's no more about the Cold War. It's about the different avenues of international relations. It's always now very important to look at although things have changed, some rules continue to be the same, but interest of countries also change, and problems also differ. And why we are interrogating this is that, those are some of the conversations that people never really get into. When we enter Namibian, when a young person enter Namibian politics, the focus is on the government, what the government is doing domestically. When you can talk to a few parliamentarians, young parliamentarians, to say, no, let us discuss about external affairs. Let us discuss about Namibia relationships. Where is Namibia positioned? Just take your time and ask one young parliamentarian that you know to say, what is Namibia foreign policy interest, if they are going to tell you anything. It's not a matter of you challenging them. It's a matter of you awakening them to say, for you to solve this problem that we have now, or for you to solve this, a lot of challenges that we have, unemployment, high price of electricity in Sandek region, and all those things being grey listed, you need to understand more than domestic politics. It's not only about councillors, eating the food of the citizen from. It's not only about that, because the world is more complex than that. And when you enter the areas of international relations, it's now going to be very easy for you to understand that why Namibia still continue to import oil from far. What are those agreements saying? But we just have oil in Angola. You can debate with me in or in out, but people are still crossing the border to Angola. Ngungura's business is still there standing. And there's something wrong with us. And Angola is our neighbor. Those are some of the questions that we need to ask yourself to say, is it really necessary to throw traditional diplomacy, or we need to look at the interest that the country has so that we can solve this problem? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at the complexity of international relations and how can Namibia position itself and also to get a competitive advantage in this developing world. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can come back.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. Yeah, with me, David Shombe. We are looking at Business and Economic Segment. And we are looking at areas of the complexity of international relations and how Namibia can position itself. And we are saying, we cannot finish building Namibia. We cannot finish building Namibia until everyone is safe, secured, economically sound. Therefore, it's always very important to make sure that those conversation that people are running away from, let us bring them on the table. It could be that these are the conversation that will bring us bread and butter. Those conversations that look complex, especially in Namibian politics, we cannot jungle around somebody stole a few monies from here. Let's talk about the real issues. Let's talk about the real issues to say how we do things. Because when you talk about the country's operation with external world, you also, at the center of that, there is trade. At the center of that, there is trade. And I want to give you a homework. Just go and look at Namibia Statistics Agency trade balance of April. You compare with that the trade balance of March, February, and also of January. Look at how Namibia is doing business. Look at what Namibia is selling and to who. And also look at the top five exports. And what interests me is the issues of fish. Namibia is one of the main producers of best fish. I heard, because I have uncles who are fishermen, and they told me that there are fish that we don't even know currently in Namibia, but they are being eaten outside. When you catch that, you know that is delicacy. It's somebody from Dubai who's going to eat it. When you look at the top five exports of Namibia, fish has always been there. Not even number four, just number two, three there. Then you'll be able to understand to say, exporting this a lot of the food from outside. Who is determining this? Who is determining these agreements? To what price? And what is the revenue from there? And also ask yourself these questions to say, we are main exporters of fish around the world, but we are still suffering from hunger. We are still suffering from hunger. And it's very disheartening to say there is a little bit of imbalance between our domestic affairs and what we present outside. And the other thing that you need to understand is also that to say, I was speaking with former ambassador to UN, I think it's a month ago, Tate Kalomo. Then I asked him a question to say, does Namibia conduct a monitoring and evaluation of its diplomatic missions? And have Namibia found itself in a position where some things or some missions are unnecessary or they are not contributing? Then what he answered to me is to say, no. Yes, they did contribute a monitoring and evaluation. And looking at the connections with other countries, we need to expand more. That is what he answered me to say, no, we still need to expand more. We need more friends in the international world so that the world is a global village. I understand him. But when you are just being honest, even you change friends and because interests also change. And the only thing that he mentioned is that Namibia is not a friend with Israel and Morocco. I did not mention about other countries. Then the question that you're asking yourself is that we are a small country of less than 4 million people with a global footprint, which is a very good thing. But when we are doing our evaluation, what is happening at home, we are not supposed to be where we are now until to the point where we evaluate ourselves to say, these guys that we are sending outside to hunt for us, are they coming with rabbits or they are just coming with empty hands? So those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And let's talk about the deals that we are making. You know, everybody's, the world is standing. Tel Aviv is burning. Tehran is also burning. And superpowers are talking. And it's only the man with a big gun who can win this war. Or is the only the man with a big gun who can bring, who can bring people to diplomacy. Okay, let's take the caller. Yes, hello?
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Good.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm well, you are on N, eh? You are at Business and Economic segment. What is your contribution?
Could you move from the air?
Come again?
Could you take me out from the air?
Well, what do you mean? Take you out from the air because I'm on a program. I'm presenting a program and, you want to say something private?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on, eh? Just hold on.
Okay, sir.
Just hold on.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipurane ngeno wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment and, the caller was not really talking about something private. He was asking about the frequency. It's in that area of Ndangwa, but, you know, as we are always saying, it's not something that is very difficult, and it's also something that, not easy. Because ask yourself this question. You are really interested in economic affairs. Let me say you're an economic student, or you're a student of political science or international relations, even international law. Then there's a certain topic that you see on Eagle FM, you know, Facebook page or LinkedIn. Then you are really interested to say, I want to listen, I want to participate. Then you find yourself in a situation where you are not where the frequency is. But you have WhatsApp in your phone, you have TikTok, you have photo editors, a lot of apps that we have. And some of them, I'm sorry to say this, but some of them are not very important to economic news that you may be able to listen. Just take that very small opportunity that you can find. Then you download an app. When you download an app, you'll be able to listen to what's happening. And the other thing, you can also listen online. And the good thing about us is that if you cannot listen to us now, you also have a chance. We are not like many. You can also listen to us through our podcast. So try it. Download an app. Then if you have a problem to say the app is not working, that is where we can deal with you, because that is, you know, when the world is moving very fast, and these are things that we are talking about to say, the world is becoming more complex, and we don't know what's happening in the next 5 years. Robots, we are going to meet robots in towns working, and the job market's going to change also. That's why when people are saying, let us move, colleagues. And it's not something to say, no, me, I'm just used to this thing. When you are refusing change, that is the reason a lot of people, even you find those who were fighting technology to say, no, I'm not going to use those phones are evil and all those things. But you find yourself in a situation where that is the operation of the day. And just before I come to the topic, okay, let's take, yes, good evening, how are you?
Yes, good evening, Mr. Shonde.
Yeah, evening, say, long time.
Yeah, long time, man. I do listen to you, actually, but, time to participate sometimes is not so bad.
No problem.
But, I really agree with you.
Yeah.
That when you say it, yes, we can, despite the issue of radio now.
Yeah.
We can always get connected to your app.
Yeah.
And I know very well that many people get connected to those technological devices.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you mentioned them.
Yeah.
Of course, they are very important, but when you compare.
Yeah.
With programs of this nature.
Yeah.
You know, me, I've been doing this evening classes and things like that. And it's just very important that we take program of this nature very important.
Yeah.
Because they help to educate us and in many, many different professions, like you mentioned.
Indeed.
A student of political science or those ones, they might think that it's not good for them.
Yeah.
Because they have known it all.
Yeah.
Many a time they think like that.
Yeah.
But for an ordinary person, a lay person like me.
Yeah.
So you definitely need to understand some of these concepts.
Yeah.
The national affairs and all relationship and things like that. Like, just like we said.
Yeah.
The University of Namibia has introduced a program, a course.
Yeah.
On international affair, diplomacy, and you see,
they must give you an opportunity to teach protocols there, because I think you are good at it. Okay, continue.
Which the program that I'm going through, I might be modded enough to teach at that level.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for wishing me that I was able to consider and determine to do it.
Yeah.
You got to always open doors.
Indeed.
But the issue was, it's very, very important actually to value programs like this.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from I know there are other programs that are also very important where you see people dominating and things like that.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to international political issues.
Yeah.
And now that we, maybe I wish we could really influence. Because as we talk like this, we are also in a way influencing the policymaker.
Yeah.
To really consider things like that, and they are really trying their best.
We also need you in the studio one day also, just when you get time.
No problem. So I will really love to do so.
Yeah.
As the time that's convenient, there's no problem. We can always interact in some of these issues. So now, concerning your topic now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important that our country. When you look at it in terms of our policies, this legal instrument and things like that, that creates the environment to be more conducive for us to really take our stake in this international position. And I know very well that whenever those programs are taking place, I think Mr. Mike Osoveli today was also talking about some of the minister who will be gathering in Windhoek. And they will be talking about issues of bilateral agreements and other issues.
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
So in Namibia now, for example, I know very well the last time when even the former president, Dr. Anangro Mbuba, at one point he visited China, and there were a lot of bilateral agreements that were signed there, including this technical aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
This one now has to do with ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe those who are really... And there are a lot of things anyway.
Yeah.
I read 50 million go to this construction and what on the technical.
Yeah.
And there are also expertise who are there willing to help us to really take off from our program. So I think in terms of balance of trade.
I want you to before you go then, people don't want to talk about the issues of Angola. What's wrong with Angolan oil, and why can't we put that agreement with our friends that have been helping us during the war? Why can't we trade with Angola? Who is going to be affected if we just trade one-on-one?
No. I think that was also the first mission that Mamene Thubo undertook.
Yeah.
To Angola.
Yeah.
And I remember very well that they were also some signatories put in paper.
Okay.
Even before her.
Yeah.
And the oil, when you look at the OPEC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that regime. There are also...
Okay.
There are also some kind of barriers.
Okay.
In many, many other ways.
Yeah.
And they are also talking about refining and all this, whatever. So, and people also, you see, there are all those issues of debate and things like that.
Yeah.
But I really don't know, maybe the relationship or the association with this OPEC.
Yeah.
And these are countries who are also friend to us, actually. Yes. Who are some of them in that block.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe there are also, I don't know whether there are issue of technical issues, or maybe some kind of legal matters that need to be sorted out. Yeah, and you know that the Angolan constitution just came into effect recently. Mm-hmm. I think 2019 or something.
They did not have a constitution?
Yeah, maybe they had the one just like us. You know, for us, we had the constitution. I mean, this is South Africa, Germany, colonial, and the South African Empire. All these other apartheid system. So most of these registrations,
yeah,
they were actually crafted based on some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I will look at it. So maybe you need to look at it. I also have time to look at it, whether there are most of these things, most of these instruments and provisions are in line with other maybe international legal instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So that we might regulate our agreement and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if the oil is not refined, for example, or just like many other products that come into Namibia,
yeah,
maybe through Angola, for example,
yeah,
you know, some of those things, there's no levy placed on them.
Yeah.
And they come as contraband goods and things like that.
So
there must be some kind of really authorized kind of mechanism for you to bring these things here.
Yeah.
If it's, but maybe you need to ask those people from the who is now in the mines again? Who is in the mines?
Dihete.
Is that Dihete is there?
Yeah, it's the deputy prime minister. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There's something that has really made me to leave. It's because of the, I have been listening to the radio here.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not up to date with most of this political portfolio.
No, it's a bit confusing because when you become a deputy prime minister, the role that you get after that is a little bit, you are not really being seen there. You are just a DP.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because he's a deputy prime minister and a minister also of industry, mines and energy.
Well, yeah, that's good, man. I think it's best.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, for him,
yeah,
because he went on the fact-finding mission.
It's a bit radical, and he was celebrated by a lot of people when he got there.
Yeah, so I love him because he...
Yeah.
When he went in that fact-finding mission,
yeah,
where they really brought up a lot of issues,
mm-hmm,
with the relationship with the community,
yeah,
and how things are done in the community and everywhere, I think he went to all the regions.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he has got more information,
yeah,
and what they have gathered with this committee,
yeah,
and he's able to... I used to listen to him and he was talking about a lot of issues that really need some serious attention.
And I think, you know, it's just like, you know, things we cannot really predict. Being a part of a parliamentary committee, I think, give a lot of people enough time to speak up freely, unlike you getting a portfolio straight. Because he's coming from there.
You don't want to compromise. Whether you are there or whatever, that kind of position.
Yeah.
You must just tell the way it is. That's the truth of the matter.
But I
don't want your lemon in the fabric.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, there are ethical considerations to do before you can do that.
Yeah.
But obviously, he's good to speak his mind. And I think that could be the reason why he was put in there.
Yeah. And
to address some of those issues.
And
the oil and things like that. Why is it that we are not getting oil here for now?
Yeah.
And I remember Namco. There was a time they signed some agreements there. And
yeah,
there were also some issues. Hey, this million and what. So Namco has signed some agreement with Sanangol or whatever.
Sanangol?
Yeah, Sanangol.
Yeah.
I think it's Nangol. What is that oil company?
Yeah, you are right, it's Sanangol.
So we are waiting for those kind of bilateral agreements to come into fruit.
Yeah.
To come into place. So then we now start getting oil from there. And your things. There's no way we can, you know, our friendship with Angola.
Yeah, but the news that we are getting is like this deal collapsed already.
Yeah, they can always renegotiate them.
No, it's a current news. I just need the total update on it to say why can't we do business with our friend that have been helping us? I think for the sake of time.
Yeah, no, it's okay. For the sake of time, I can conclude here.
Yeah.
You say you have given us an assignment to look at our trade balance.
Yeah.
The last time I look at it.
Yeah.
There are also, of course, we were exporting a lot of commodities.
Yeah.
into there.
Yeah.
So then, of course, we are also importing more.
Yeah.
I don't know now the rain season that has come.
Yeah.
And in those goods that they always put some restriction.
Mm.
If you cannot capitalize on any good that they put on, they place on the restriction,
it's
now an advantage. So maybe what we need to do is just to grab it and see where we can get some funding and energies and whatever, organizing the thing. So thank you very much, David, for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you, Uncle. It's always a pleasure.
I wish
out of the country.
Oh, thank God, man. You see, small.
Yeah, but she's coming. You know, she's studying. She's coming. She's just here at the nest, but...
My friend,
yeah.
We just finished our exam yesterday. It has been hectic.
Oh, you are still pushing, ne?
But brother, you know that the number one you are saying.
Yeah.
So, at the last graduation, less than 2 months ago.
Yeah.
When somebody has written a book, they were quoting.
Yeah.
Say, if you stop studying.
Yeah, you are finished.
You are finished.
Yeah, I've seen, I think, it's Professor Nikonda, I think also got a diploma recently. And it's a good thing, actually. Studying is a good thing.
Imagine, you can't even see the combatant. The combatant are still studying.
The combatant is defeating everybody. Okay.
That's
okay.
Our life.
Okay.
Cool, man. God bless.
Thank you. Yes, we are always very happy when you are receiving callers, especially when they are contributing to the conversation of the day. That is our uncle. He's always contributing, and we are always very happy. And, we touched on a lot of things. We have around 4 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Today, we are just trying to touch and expand on the issue of the complexity of international relations. What can we do as a country? Because, really... I think the proposal, not the actions yet, because the new administration have a lot of proposals and few actions are being seen. Particularly, you look at when you read the newspaper, you see internship. You're asking yourself, where were these things? Internship, government, private sectors, and which is a very good thing, and also a project in the pipeline. And we just think it should not stop. You should not be pressured. And the other thing is that we should not be pressured to do something. Do it because it's your responsibility. And the other thing is also that, yes, we must thank the government, but that is the role of the government. The government is supposed to exercise the power of the state on behalf of the citizens. Give, distribute resources evenly and make sure that people are safe. Because when you are looking at this, the budget for last year and the budget for this year, there's just a difference of around 6 million. Then the way this one is being fragmented, you start to see that there's a bit of sense in it. So now, I just hope the conversation that we bring about, especially evaluating what we send outside, and if the input is equal to the output, especially in the international relation front, or we are just moving out for the sake of getting, you know, an ordinary person is just thinking, no, you are just going there to sleep in hotels and get S&Ts. But yeah, those are conversations that we can still expand on. Those are conversations that we can still expand on. And we need a very strong diplomatic front. As we have a domestic front which is expanding, we need a very strong diplomatic front. And that is the only way that we can address these issues. And the technical know-how is very important. Go and talk to our friends. Europe give us the technical know-how on how to do our things. Give us the machines. Give us the experts. Give us the professors, the engineers. We don't want people who come and sell toys here. We want the real guys so that we can learn. Green Hydrogen Project is standing up. We want those real guys not just to come here and work. They must train our people so that those international agreements will flourish. So we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our conversation. And yeah, thank you very much for listening to Eagle FM Namibia. Continue to listen to the coming programs from Tuma. And just make time and download the app. It's the best way to do it. Make time and download the app. And also do an assessment to see which one is important. Is it me to download the TikTok account, Eagle FM app? Or is it me to download the photo editor account or the app? Or is me to download something that I can learn from? Because
the choices that you make will define who you are. And it's always very important to look at long-term beneficiations from, you know, learning. And like the other was saying, never stop learning. That is the best way to expand your knowledge, the best way to enter debates. Don't just enter tables of debates and saying yeah, ne, and okay. Because the countries need people who can think and also who can protect it from whatever is happening around there, as we are seeing and watching. So thank you very much for listening to Eagle FM. Thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. I leave you in the good hands of Omtuma team. So bye-bye. Till next time. Same time. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place. And stay tuned.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app.